Kyle kind of talks about being that 24 hours, get in, get it corrected, whether you win or lose. You know, you can't have a hangover from a win or a loss. And I've had a lot of experience just, you know, you come in, whether you won or lost, you see what you did well, see what you did poorly, and correct it, and then get back on to the next one. So literally even Sunday night, I'm starting to watch Seattle stuff. It's just, that's how quick the turnaround is. And I think that's kind of the philosophy you have to have.
We don't like them. I'm sure they don't like us. That's just the nature of the sport. So we both want to win. We both need a win. We're both 0-1. Somebody's going to be 0-2, and I don't want it to be us.
It's similar, obviously, but you know, we obviously have a lot to build and get to that point to where they're at. That, you know, they've had years of playing really well, and that's obviously a goal of everybody in the defensive room here.
This year during training camp, I was able to watch it and actually like pick up on the way Cam has played and the way Earl plays in the post. So I like the defense. I've told you guys that I like the defense. So, but they know the defense. Russell probably knows the defense better than anybody in the league. And he's been practicing against it for however many years. So he knows the problems that we have with the defense. So I'm sure he'll be looking to capitalize on that.
It's loud. Obviously, it's what it's known for. Plus, obviously, even, you know, the bigger task is their defense. Obviously, the crowd has a lot to do with it, but, you know, when you just line up and look at their defense and their scheme, it's a tough thing to go against. So that's just a little thing that we have to be able to handle the environment.
I mean, I've never been on the other side, so I wouldn't be able to really tell you as far as the effect of it having on a player and opposing team. So we'll see. It'll be interesting for me to see on the other side.